Hello everyone, this is part 1 of Accessible Super Mario. This is like the same developer of Accessible Sonic, but personally I feel Mario is a lot less confusing. Now I know people disagree with that, I know people think Mario is just as hard as Sonic is, but Sonic I'm starting to get a grip of, while Mario I've gotten a grip of. Quite frankly, so Sonic I may have to let go, because if it keeps, I keep feeling from the day I recorded, I kept feeling that I kept getting hit by invisible objects in Sonic. Like,
folder view list.
If I jumped a pit, I would just get hit by I don't know what. I knew I jumped the pit because the pit sound was playing in the left. But then I'd get hit by I don't know what, and then that runtime error, you know. And I found out it was not my antivirus after all, so I don't know what is going on. And I also heard other people got the runtime error, so I'm thinking the game is permanently bugged. So yeah, unfortunately that's Sonic. But Mario seems to be working brilliantly, and I will be, oh my god, iPad. Really sorry about that. It always seems to do that when I'm recording. Stop it. Anyway.
Mario.
I know it's really distracting when it does that, but you know, it's just distracting. By the way, the readme of this game is not very great. It does have a readme, but it's not that great. So, I guess I'll just try to explain everything myself.
Speech mode off.
Oh, yes.
Super Mario Brothers.
Is it TTS?
Press enter to play, F5 to learn game sounds, and F1 while playing to learn Mario's position.
Not really. If there's any audio game player who has not heard of Super Mario, I'll just go and explain it. Honestly, I don't know it myself, because I believe different versions have different stories. But I believe you have to go into all these areas. You're Mario, you have to go into all these areas. And you have to defeat this dragon called Bowser. That's common, I believe, for every version, though I really am not sure. I should ask my brother about all these things, not me. But, yeah, it's something where you're traveling through adventures and obstacles to defeat Bowser, because he's kidnapped somebody, I believe. Though I'm not sure. Again, I think this is all version specific. But this is a classic version. It's not Super Mario Brothers, the 3D version, it's a side scroller. By the way, any video game experts might come in and correct my absolutely mistaken statements about Mario, but you know, I've been born blind, so I never had time to play them. So all this only from what my brother told me, and even that very fleetingly. So yeah, anyways, that's enough chatter. Now you can learn game sounds. Let me actually do that.
Two-layer platform above.
Hang on. Let's start at the top.
Platform above.
So this is when there's a platform above.
Two-layer platform above.
When there's a two-layer platform above.
Three or more layers of platform above. Flashing brick.
You're going to learn to love these sounds.
Wall or pipe.
Alright.
Bottomless pit.
No, I'll talk about tips and everything. I'm sure you probably don't understand the word of what this thing is saying. Bottomless pits are the hazards in this game. Like, if you fall into them, you die.
Large drop.
Now, this is the thing. I don't know why there are different sounds for large drop and
small drop.
Because both are perfectly safe. So, I feel like the developer should pull those two out and just put one sound there.
Coin nearby.
Alright, that's when you'll only hear at level 2, which I probably won't be doing this video.
Mario lands, or camera finds clear space.
Right, I'll talk about the camera.
Mario walks.
Right.
Mario bumps a block or pipe.
Right. Or wall.
Turn around. Enemy moves.
I mean, walls are blocks. So that's an enemy moving.
Mario is hit or crawls through pipe.
My terrible skills that I have, you will hear that.
Enemy moves.
Oops, no, not that one.
Mario is hit or crawls through pipe.
With my terrible skills in this game, you will hear that sound quite a lot.
Piranha plants disappear.
Let's play.
Mario moves near pipe or camera finds pipe.
Whoa. Is that right? Why are the three functions for just one sound? I mean, I'm happy the developer didn't put even more sounds in, but God.
Enemy stomped or Mario swims.
Yeah, Mario swim, though, not seen underwater yet.
Item found. Power up.
Cool.
Extra life.
Extra life.
Mario shoots fireball.
Alright.
Small Mario jumps.
Alright, about small Mario and big Mario later.
Big Mario jumps. Brick broken.
And you know, sorry, but you know, in Leon's streams and his marathon and everything, he plays
big
Scramble.
Mario jumps.
Have you ever heard him say that it sounds jumps. Like the items sound like little bouncing Mario's? No, you
Mario
know.
Mario shoots fireball.
See? No, not that one. Listen.
Small Mario jumps.
An item sound. Don't they sound like tiny Mario's bouncing up and down?
Big Mario jumps.
It makes me laugh. Sorry, it is.
Brick broken. Camera finds brick.
Anyways.
Platform right. rises.
All the stuff you'll see in level 2.
Platform falls, or paratroopa flies.
Or camera... No mind.
Coin collected.
I'll talk about that sound later.
Lakitu moves.
I've not seen Lakitu yet.
Lakitu throws egg, creating spiny.
Okay, all the stuff I've not seen yet because I've not really come that far in the game.
Arena
but...
plant rises from pipe.
Like Sonic, I want to help those out who really want to figure this game out. Because I watched Chris's playthrough in hopes that I'd be able to figure it out. And actually, his playthrough confused me more than it helped me. So I just want to, I mean, thank you, by the way. I just want to thank Chris Red for making a video of this game even when he doesn't like it. I'm not blaming him. See, I want to actually make a game playthrough in a place where someone actually knows what to do. That's all.
Fireball trap descends, or Bowser breathes fire.
I don't know, come to that.
Fireball rises.
Come to that.
Bowser falls.
I guess that's a winning sound.
Platform above.
That's it. Oops, no. Hang on, whoa, hold on. Let me just relaunch.
Super Mario Brothers.
Now?
Press enter to play, F5 to learn game sounds, and F1 while playing
so
to
learn Mario's
position. So now
we'll have to start
playing.
But before we play, I want to tell you one thing. Never press escape in this game, ever. Because escape will automatically close the game, immediately, that very second. Okay, I'm presenting
World
now.
1, Level 1. Mario has 5 lives left.
Alright, now let me pause. You pause the pressing space or enter. Now the game has actually started. You keep going. The goal of the game is to get to the far right. Always. However, now there are obstacles. Now this is a camera. When you pause the game, you can use the arrow keys to move the camera. So,
Goomba.
Oh, that's an enemy, a Goomba. But the camera of that sound even finds clear space. Now, this is ground. And it plays that sound when you try to go down from ground. Which means that this is a ground, not just a brick. So even bricks make sound, but when you press down arrow after when you're on a brick, it doesn't make noise. Okay, it's a pipe. Okay. And this sound is the end of the map. This is where you're trying to go. But you have to defeat the Goombas as you go. I'll talk about the Goombas. Now, in this game, the way you defeat... Oops, I forgot. I forgot all about controls. Sorry. I know my videos aren't very organized, but anyway... Left and right arrows move you, just like they move your camera. Up arrow makes you jump. Down arrow makes you crawl through a pipe, but we'll get to that later. Actually, won't be taking shortcuts in this video, even though that will be very torturous. But I'll make a separate video for shortcuts, I guess. Anyways, enter makes you enter space, like I said, pauses and unpauses. F1 checks your coordinates.
Mario is at 2, 9.
F2
there is a Goomba at 23, 9.
F2 saves. F3 loads. F4 also ends the game. I'm not sure what F5 does, but F6.
In room 1.
Tells you now each level has rooms in this game. So it tells you what room you're in. Now F7 tells you.
Mario has 0 points and 5 lives.
Tell you how many points and lives you have. And now points are actually different from coins, but F8 tells you the accessible camera location.
The accessible camera is at 2.
That's the camera. Huh? The camera can scan through anything, by the way. It can scan through walls, pipes. Only thing it can't scan is if you're in room 1, can't scan into room 2. That's kind of it. Alright. Now, when the enemy comes towards you, what you have to do is jump and land on it. Now, jumping is something I need to talk about because in most games, you just tap up arrow and you jump. But in this game, if you tap up arrow, you jump very low. The longer you hold up arrow, the higher you rise. But you have a maximum rising limit. So, it puts a little more. So, if you want to jump over, say, a wall, you don't tap up arrow and hold right arrow. You hold up arrow until you think you're high enough to pass the wall and you move right to pass it. Now, after this enemy is gone, I'll have to talk about a few more things in this game, platforming slash all, but I will just wait till the enemy is defeated. So it will be coming towards me any turn now. Oh, page up and page down turn, adjust your music volume. I turned it off. Alright, that's like Guma. Right. No, I missed it. Now it just go off into minus land, which is odd. It doesn't come back towards me, it just goes into minus land. See? See? Not all Goombas do this though. Now this is a flashing brick. Now flashing bricks can either, when you bump them from below like I'm about to do, they can either give you points or they can give you an item. Now this one gives you points. That sound means you get points. None of the flashing brick. This one actually gives you an item. That's how when you get an item. Now, if you press and hold V, it plays all the platform cues around you. So look. Okay, so that's that. Now, you cannot move when this is happening. Oh, you move with the speed of a snail. Okay. But this is useful if you won't know all these cues. Like right now, they're going so fast, you probably don't need a head or tail of that jump. But don't worry, you don't need to. Now, look.
Mario is at 15, 9. There is a Goomba at minus 60.
Alright, that's when it's in minus land.
There is a mushroom at 17. 5.
Now this one is at height 5. Now mushrooms give you health. So like when you start out, if you get hit you lose a life. But mushrooms make it so you can take one hit. Now I'm at 16.
Mario is at 16.
I can't jump because of the platform above me. So what I have to do is take another step left. And now there's no platform above me. I have to jump until I hear the wall sound you heard earlier. Which means I'm level with the... So when you're jumping, if you hear a wall sound, it means you're level with the platform. So you have to wait. You have to jump a little higher so you don't hear the wall sound anymore. Because you have to be above the platform. Then you have to move right. See, and I got it. So this just takes practice, but... If anyone thinks this game is weird slash hard, now there's another flashing brick up there which just gives you points. Now this is something you don't need to do, but if you want to mess around, you can get to a very high height by jumping onto that one. No. Look.
Mario is at 18. 1. There is a Goomba at minus 1.
Okay, Goomba, you go into your minus land. But see... I'm up here and here I can't jump that high because I'm hitting the upper border of the map. So there's something kind of cool if you want to do. Okay, I got into the flashing grid. Now, when you have a mushroom, you can break some bricks. Some others you can't, but some you can. Now this is a pipe, but you can't crawl through this. Pipes take you to a different location, I believe, but you can't crawl through all of them. Now let's see here. You can also press and hold G and use the camera normally. No, not G. No, what is it? H? No, H. G makes you run. Like, see, it's pain in this. I'll tell you on a clear screen. Now one more square to the right means you're gonna go to the next room. Now here there's a really interesting trick to get rid of Goombas in this room, and I'll talk about that. Now I'm on a pipe. Look.
Mario is at 2, 6. There is a Goomba at 4, 9.
Now this pipe. There is a Goomba. Hold on, be quiet. Okay. This pipe drops off here. No. You can just stand on the pipe and drop down on the heads of the Goombas. Oops. Huh. Because they can't get up there to hit you. No, just 1 second too late. Oh god. Okay, that's our pipe. Now I need to get onto this one to get rid of these two Goombas. Yeah, there are actually two of them here. Okay, come on. Come on out. Alright. The Goombas are all dead. But let me show you now. Pretty the distance between this pipe. When you walk, you go it. When you run, you go it. Like that. So. Alright. But when you meet your first hazard.
Mario is at 19.
Now if I look to the camera to the right, it actually focuses on a square above you for whatever reason, so. Now there's a gap here, and under the gap is the bottomless pit. So that pit starts at 24, which means let me get up to 23. And keyboard, if you glitch now, I'll be very furious with you.
Mario is at 23.
Okay, I'm at the edge now. Now if I look, hold on, let me make sure I'm using the camera. Now, so there's a 3-square wide pit. Let me hold up, then hold right for a bit. So. Alright, and I got over the pit. It's that simple. I mean, this time is that simple. Now, here, you're about to get met by ambush, which is just great. No, I don't know why it does that, because there are not that many enemies. Alright, I think I got rid of all of them. Cool. Let's see.
Mario is at 0, 9.
Cool. So what I basically did was jumped into that room. So I was in the air and they couldn't hit me. That part gets me every time. Stop breaking the... Okay, this is another mushroom. Now, if you have 2 mushrooms, you can shoot fireballs. So let's go. Let's do this. Alright, now let's save the game here.
Saved.
So I don't think you can load from here. I think you can only load from the beginning of a level, which is... Okay. Okay, let me draw it off. The reason I was taking care was because, look. That's right, there's another bottomless pit, yay. Alright, let's jump over this too. Hey, look, what's... Oh, no, stop shooting fireballs. Stop it. Okay. So, the brick up there, let me break that so it isn't in my way. Now, I'll just... Now, when you press G, you throw fireballs. Now, you can't run. And fireballs can defeat enemies, so hang on. Where's the edge? I'll go into this shooting fireball because I'll just go into this jumping too. And they're gone. Look.
Mario is at 0, 9.
No Goombas. That's pretty cool if you ask me. God, you know what? I have half a mind to switch to permanent earphone game because I never did this well before. Because coming up to here without losing a single life. Okay, now there are lots of flashing bricks here. This part is a bit tricky. I just keep jumping up. Because imagine this is a set of steps, okay? And I just keep jumping over them. Or jumping onto them. Now there is something here. Oh no, stop that. Let me look at the ground. Just one square before the end of the level. You have that. So. God, if I have that correct, well, my power and my battery might start running low. I hope it doesn't. Power, why do you have to go now? I'm recording now. Oh, it'll probably come back the room one. My laptop has terrible battery life. No keyboard. Oh, thank God, it didn't glitch. Oops, wait. So now, the pit here, and the end of the level is here. So I have to jump to the end of the level. Basically. Yeah, I always jump in. Throwing fireballs, I don't know. Habit. So how do I get that Goomba without getting hit? I don't lose my firepower, do I? Okay, wait. What I'll do is... Whoa, that thing is getting a bit too close for comfort. Wait for that thing to go away. Then take the leap of faith. And it's over.
Mario is at 11, 8.
And that's it. You're trying to find your way over this place. I'll do a bit of level 2, I think, but not much of it. Whoa, where am I? Thank God, there's no pit there. I thought maybe I was going into a bottomless pit. Let me look if there is a bottomless pit. No, there is not. Where's the goalpost over there? Wait.
Score for this level, 8,800. Time, 694. Total score, 8,800.
Now level 2 is a bit of a tricky one, but let's see how far I can get in it.
For World dying. 1, level 2, Mario has 5 lives left.
Now I'm gonna come in shooting. So, No! I lost my fireballs. Don't worry, I'll find another mushroom or two. See the mushroom right there? Okay. There. Now, I need just one more mushroom for fireballs. Don't worry, I'll get it. No. Don't worry, I'll find the mushroom.
Mario is at 17, 10. There is a Goomba at 25, 10.
Alright, let's see the bathroom. And what is not? So maybe I can get onto this platform and drop onto its head like I did earlier. Hang on. Something I wanted to do, wasn't there? Oh, no, mind. I got it. Okay, no bottomless pits. I can ambush it off here, I know it. Hang on, don't worry. And the reason I keep saying don't worry so much is because I myself am kind of worried. So I'm gonna reassure myself as well that I can do it. Because fireballs are my way of doing this game. I really have lots of trouble without fireballs. Alright. As always. Barrier between me and it. Hang on, let me pause the game right now because I need to. No barrier.
Goomba.
Where am I? Hang on. Where in the world am I? So I'm up here. Yeah, wait, where is Mario? Wait.
Mario is at 1, 9. There is a Goomba at 9, 10.
There is a Goomba at 2, 10.
There is a Goomba at 7, 10.
Alright, so all I have to do is just drop off to the right and I should get it, hopefully. Here goes. And that wonderful plan did not work. Thanks, my mom, for that. That's my day. Where am I?
Mario is at 1, 10.
Oh, the Goombas are gone! Thank God! Okay, my game is being saved right now. Okay, for goodness sake, are there no mushrooms here? I'm telling you, the sooner I have fireballs, the better it is. Let me look. No. Any bottomless pits over here? No. Yeah, this level sounds a lot more confusing than it really is. Wow. There's a barricade in our way. Alright, here you have a choice to make. Either you go up onto these platforms and just cross the level mid-air, or you try to cross it from ground, which I would normally do if I had fireballs, but I don't. So,
Mario is at 7, 5.
Yes.
There is a Goomba at 7, 10.
Yeah, the thing is right and down, but I don't care. This set of platforms is very steady. Oh no, it's not. I thought it was steady. I'll probably become more steady down the lane. Trust me on that. Okay, the Goombas are gone. That means that I can figure this thing out in peace.
Mario is at 22, 10.
No, I'm not even up there. Let's see, where am I now?
Mario is at 22, 6.
Yes, good. That's all I want. What? No! Stop being this unstable. Just stop being unstable. Okay, good.
Mario is at 29, 1.
Good. I think I'm finally on a stable platform. Oh! I need to get. Oh no! Please, don't do this to me. Please. Okay, I need a drop off now. Because there's a mushroom down there, I need it. Well, I guess I'm not getting a mushroom. Uh-oh. Oh, it's this place. I hate this place. See, right now I'm trapped up here. But I knew something like that was gonna happen, so it's fine. Oh, wait, where am I? What?
Mario is at 0, 1. There is a Pirena plant in column 4.
Thankfully, since I'm up here, I don't know how to deal with that thing. What I will have to deal with is this headache. So, I think as soon as I'm done with this room, I'll stop the recording. As soon as I'm done with level 2, because level 2 is almost over. But where's the thing which I have to deal with? Alright, so, hang on. I don't get it. What am I supposed to do here? Oh. Oh, that's a. Oh, okay, I got it. Never mind. I'll tell you what's supposed to be done here. Yes. That's a falling platform. So, where is it? I don't have time to waste. Come on. Okay, wait, pause. Okay, so wait. Okay, where is the platform? No, where's the platform, I said, not... where are you? What, being so stubborn? Tell me where you are. Okay, whatever. Fine. So if I don't use that platform, I only have one little choice. I have to move in the air while I fall, because the edge of this platform opens out onto that bottomless pit. So I have to move in the air while I fall. Okay, this is gonna be tricky. Hang on, let me look. So okay, I got it.
World 1, level 2, Mario has 4 lives left.
Okay, let me reload.
Loaded. World 1,
that's what I get
level
for
2,
not being careful.
Mario has 5 lives left.
Let me see, do I still have fireballs by any chance? No, what? Where am I?
Mario is at 1, 10.
Okay, this is a bug, it dropped me back down, so now I'll have to deal with that Piranha again. But I don't understand how I'm supposed to deal with that.
Mario is at 2, 10.
Okay, so we're out to get. Okay, so is this something like a. Okay, forget it. Let me just try one more time, and if this doesn't work, I will.
Loaded.
Gladly give up. Because I don't understand how I'm supposed to deal with that piranha.
Mario has 5 lives left.
That's all. Am I supposed to have fireballs? I don't get it. I just don't get it. But if I try that, I get hit. Okay.
Loaded.
Okay, calm down.
World 1, level 2.
I'm sure there's a way around this. I just don't know what. What? But.
Loaded.
For goodness sake.
World 1, level 2. Mario has 5
Why
lives
left. Why does
this
game have to be this difficult? So that's on column 4 and
Mario
I'm on...
Mario is at 2.
2, so can I get up to 3 without something really wrong? What? Oh! Okay, I got it. So, okay.
World 1, level 2. Mario has 5 lives left.
Got it. Time it is like a spike. Okay, where am I?
Mario is at 2.
Okay, good. Okay, where am I?
Mario is at 2.
Why does that not work? Okay. So, I think I figured this one's better now. But if I try that, I die or I get hit. So I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
Loaded.
But try just one
World
more time
one.
And if I don't
level two.
Get
Mario
this,
has five
this
lives
out,
left.
Well, I guess I'll have to take a hit. Or maybe not. I got it now.
Mario is at 7, 10.
Okay, I think I got it now. Okay. So I have to get high enough. Let me look at this one's pattern. Okay, so this one seems pretty simple. I have to just jump high enough. What? Oh no, I landed on it. Oops. No wonder. So I'll deal with banana plants if I'm down here, but because of bug, I'm down here. Instead of up in a safe spot. So I died. Okay, now I know how to
World
do this.
One,
I'll just try
two.
One more time,
Mario
and if this does not work, I will
left.
Really have to stop.
Loading. World
but
one,
even if it does not
two.
Work, this is part
Mario
one.
Has
this
five
is
lives
quite,
left.
A good part one. Even if it works, I think I'll just get to the end of this room and then stop.
Mario is at one.
Yeah. Alright. So. Okay. Let me just get, let that pattern run one more time. Okay, I paused that one.
Mario is at 7, 10. There is a piranha plant in column 4.
Okay, cross that one. But there's also a piranha plant somewhere here. But this one is a little more problematic. Why is everything out to kill Mario here? I mean, what's poor Mario done? Oh no, I jumped too low. I keep forgetting the... Okay, I'll stop here because I really don't have much time. To mess around
World
with this
one,
again, but
level two.
But
Mario
yeah, hopefully that gives you a bit
left.
Of an idea, and I will definitely be continuing the series. So yeah.
Speech mode beep. Speech
and
mode talk.
For this recording, but I think I figured those piranha plants out. I think what you have to do is be at a certain height, when you fly over them and not land on them. So that's kind of it. So yeah, I'll continue this series sometime and. This is part one of the Mario series. I hope you enjoyed. And sorry if there's any background noise in my videos. There's not much I can do about that. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this video.
Speech mode off. Speech mode talk.
Bye.
OBS 26. OBS.